Admiral William McRaven famously said one of the most important lessons of being a Navy SEAL is to make your bed. Why? Because no matter what happens in military life, command, correction, attack, danger, and even loss, you come back at the end of the day to order. And so, we read, "Then Simon Peter went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloth lying and the napkin, which had been on his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself." Jesus left order. And then it continues. "The other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed." This is the way it was with God from the beginning, establishing order. He created the world with everything in a place by itself. A greater light to govern the day, a lesser light to govern the night. Animals of their kind, all in their place. But then, as we know, came the fall of humanity, and disorder entered the world. From Cain to rebellion among God's people, the exile. And now, at the time of the New Testament, there was Roman occupation. The fall of Jerusalem was imminent, and the persecution of Christians constant. But Jesus arose and put the linen cloths in a place by itself. Order. So on one hand, Jesus rose outside time and space. And the Eastern Church liturgy from this morning, we hear, "Being God, you were present in the tomb with your body, and yet in Hades with your soul, in paradise with the thief, and on the throne, O Christ, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, filling all things, but encompassed by none." That's what we celebrated last night, the throngs entering in the dark, and this initial outside of time resurrection. And that water that was blessed, was initially blessed, that we blessed last night, brings forth the blessing of Jesus' baptism in the River Jordan. That same water that we are sprinkled with today carries forth that same continuity. These are events that transcend time, but yet are in time as well. And that's what we emphasize more today. The divine in time and space. There were physical changes. Appearance, he appeared in the flesh. He ate and drank with the disciples, and he took linen cloths and put them in a place by themselves in order. Our Lord Jesus Christ straddles it all. All that has been and all that is to come. The fall of Rome, the rise and fall of feudalism, the printing press, rationalism, World War II, totalitarian regimes, our current culture wars, the advent of artificial intelligence, World War III. All these things Jesus knows. He straddles it all, both in time and outside of time. G.K. Chesterton reflects on how this shows the victory of the church, which transcends it all. Asia and the ancient world, he said, had an air of being too old to die. But he says, Christendom has had the very opposite effect, the very opposite fate. Christendom has had a series of revolutions, and in each one of them, Christianity has died. Christianity, he says, has died many times, and risen again, for it had a God who knew the way out of the grave. At least five times, he says, therefore, were the Arian and the Albigensian heresies, were the humanistic skeptic, after Voltaire and after Darwin. The faith has, to all appearances, gone to the dogs. But, he says, in each of these five cases, it was the dog that died. How complete was the collapse, and how strange the reversal? We can only see in detail in the case nearest to our own time. Now he's speaking of his time, where he says 1,000 things have been said about the Oxford movement and the parallel French Catholic revival. What did this look like? All revivals of the church. And subsequently, we have 20th century revivals. He describes it this way. They made us feel the simplest fact about it. It was a surprise. These surprises, like Jesus rising from the grave, as much as he predicted this, surprised the disciples. And revival as well, as much as we can expect it from who Jesus is. It surprises us every time. Chesterton describes this like water reversing course and rising back up the mountains to its source. Jesus, yes, is both outside time and acts in time. He has seen it all, and the end is order. His resurrection is once in time and for all time. And so, what can we say? Make your bed. But if not, Christ has risen and prepared a place of rest for you when the day's work of evangelization is done.